This is Daf HaShavua, Shir number 3 for Daf Pei Dalet and Maseches Kuvos. We're on Pei Dalet and Beis, 6 lines down, in the middle of the line, where it says, Dun Dayone K'Rabbi Tarfon. So we remind ourselves of Rabbi Tarfon's opinion in the Mishnah. Rabbi Tarfon, at the end, there are 2 opinions, but one of them, in arguing with Rabbi Akiva, was whether or not you have a case where someone passes away, and he left Peros Tlushim, detached produce. So the Mishnah had said, Rabbi Tarfon's opinion was, Kala Kodem Bahen Zacha. Whoever grabs them first is Zocha. Zocha, whether it's the woman, or the Baal Chov, or the woman for a ksuva, the Baal Chov, the creditor for a loan that's owed to him from the deceased, or the inheritors. And Rabbi Akiva disagreed and said, Ein Meracham and Badin, no, it goes to the Yorshim, because the Yorshim don't need a Shvua, and the others need a Shvua. So we see that according to Rabbi Tarfon, you have a case where there was property, that belonged to someone who passed away. So, and before anyone took hold of it, so if the Baal Chov comes and grabs it, and it's metaltalin, it's movable objects, after this is detached produce, after the person passed away, this is the person who owed the money, the lovet. So, according to Rabbi Tarfon, he seizes it, he's able to keep it. So the Gemara therefore says here, on 6 lines down, Pei Dalet and Beis, Dun Dayone K'Rabbi Tarfon. So the Dayanim ruled according to Rabbi Tarfon's opinion, exactly the way we described it. You had a Malva came and grabbed the metal to the movable objects of the Loveh who had passed away, and but there are Yorshim also who were waiting for it, and they rule like Rabbi Tarfon that he's able to, the Malva can keep it. V'ahadre Reish Lakish l'uvda minayu. And Reish Lakish Hadar, he reversed it. He reversed that decision, and like Rabbi Akiva, who says, no, you can't, the Malvik cannot grab anything, cannot be tofis anything, and therefore automatically goes to the Yorshim, because the Yorshim are the one, Ein Meracham in Badin, we don't have a Rachmanus, it goes to the Yorshim, therefore they get it without, they normally get things without a Shvua, and the same thing will be true for the Metaltalin here. So Amale Rabbi Yochanan said to Reish Lakish, Sisa Kishel Torah, followed Rabbi Akiva's opinion like it's Keshel Torah. What did he mean by that? So if you take a look at Rashi Vahadre Le'uvda, Rashi's about 10 lines into the thin lines. So what did Reish Lakish rule against the Dayanim who followed Rabbi Tarfon? Savalak Rabbi Akiva, Reish Lakish rule that thought like Rabbi Akiva, Dolo Mahanya Tfisa, that seizing the object by the mouth, it does not work, it has to be returned. So what Rabbi Yochanan said to Reish Lakish was, really, you're going to reverse that decision? Asisa Diver Rabbi Akiva Ki'ilu Heina Alachal HaMashim Sinai. By reversing the decision and saying, no, we don't follow Rabbi Tarfon, follow Rabbi Akiva, it should go to the Yorshim. After already they seized it, what do you think? After the Malva already took it, you're going to reverse the decision of Rabbi Tarfon and that which the Dayanim said, and you, Reish Lakish, are going to reverse the decision. They follow Rabbi Tarfon's opinion. What are you going to tell me? That Rabbi Akiva's opinion is so important, so strong. It's like a halachal mamshin sina shechazarta maise based in. That now you're going to reverse the ruling of the based in. Dai lanu lekayim halachal kamozo lechatchila. It's sufficient that we follow Rabbi Akiva lechatchila, that the metaltalin should go to the yorshim and not to the malver or to the isha. Avo mishinas evenigmar hadin ein. But once the ruling was done, we should not rescind, we shouldn't reverse that decision. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the basis of this machlokes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan? Lema mahakam iflagi, demar savar tabid var mishnah chozer. So you need a little introduction. What's a devar mishnah? So we have the Gemara in the beginning of Sanhedrin speaks about something called a devar mishnah. That's where there's something explicit in a brisa, in a teaching, in a mishnah, in a tosefta, and that's something that's agreed upon by everybody. And then you have what's called shikol hadas, literally the weighing of the mind, which is where you have a machlokes on a particular issue, and it seems that the general practice is to follow one opinion, and a dayan may rule like the other opinion. So that's tabidvar bishikol hadas. So when it comes to a dvar mishnah, so we generally assume that tabidvar mishnah chozer, and that's in fact what Reish Lakish is holding. The marsavar tabidvar mishnah chozer, Reish Lakish holds that if a judge makes a mistake in a dvar mishnah in something that's very clear, what the halacha is, and apparently we're considering Rabbi Akiva's opinion like a Devar Mishnah. Mishnah. So Chozer, you have to rescind the decision. Umar Savar, Rabbi Yochanan holds Bidvar Mishnah, Enocho, Tavidvar Mishnah, Eno Chozer. Maybe there Rabbi Yochanan holds that Tavidvar Mishnah. You don't have to reverse the halacha. So take a look at Rashi Bidvar Mishnah, a little bit less than halfway down. The Kaimalan halacha, Rabbi Akiva. Oh, so that's what we're saying. This is a Dvar Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva's opinion is needed is a teaching that should be agreed upon. Why? Because we paskel of Rabbi Akiva when only one individual rabbi argues on him. It's true. This principle that we follow Rabbi Akiva against Chaveiro, against a single other rabbi that he argues with, but maybe not against Chaveirov, that's not really a Mishnah. Nonetheless, Elashmaito Damoroyu, it is a statement of Amoroyu. Now, Rinum Sanhedrin, Dechoz, so nonetheless, Dechoz there. We're going to reverse the decision. Daminu Hasam Afilu Tav Dvar Drav Shmuel Amarle In. So the halacha is we're going to ask Afilu Tav Dvar Bidrav Shmuel. The Gemara there asks on Lamin Gimel Aleph. Oh, is it really true that we consider a machlokes Rav and Shmuel? Where we pascha like one over the other? Is that also a Dvar Mishnah? Meaning where there are non Rav and Shmuel? Meaning where Amoroyim make a statement? Is that also have the status of Rav Shmuel? And the response was, yes, indeed, it is true. We treat Amoraic statements like a Dvar Mishnah. If that's so, then if we have an Amoraic statement that the halacha follows Rabbi Akiva against his friends, and Rabbi Akiva here against his friend, and here Rabbi Akiva disagrees with Rabbi Tarfon, therefore we must follow Rabbi Akiva, that's considered a Dvar Mishnah, and that's what Reish Lakish was saying, a Dvar Mishnah, that we follow Rabbi Akiva over his friend, we have to be chosen, we have to rule in accordance with Rabbi Akiva against the decision that was already made. And Rabbi Yochanan must hold that Tov Dvar Mishnah Eino Choser. You don't rescind the decision. And that's maybe the Machlokas here. The Gemara says, lo. Now, you don't have to say that that's the basis of the Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Maybe do Kulei Alma but Tov Dvar Mishnah Choser. Maybe, like the Gemara there says, really, even Rabbi Yochanan agrees, Tov Dvar Mishnah, you have to be Choser. So why is Rabbi Yochanan getting all upset at Reish Lakish here that he rescinded the decision that was in accordance with the opinion of Rabbi Tarfon? Why should it be that over here, what did Reish Lakish do? Reish Lakish rescinded the decision. So yes, Rabbi Yochanan says, what's a Sisika Shel Torah? Is that a halacha Moshe Misinai? The answer is yes. Torah Dvar Mishnah is chos there. So Rabbi Lakish was correct. So what's Rabbi Yochanan holding? So let's explain. V'hacha b'hacha miflegi. Mar sovar halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mei chaveiro v'lo mei rabo. Umar Savar Halacha Afilu Me Rabo. So the Gemara is pointing out here is that Rabbi Tarfon was Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe. So the debate here is whether that principle of Halacha follows Rabbi Akiva Mechaveiro applies to his Rebbe as well. So Reish Lakish holds that the Halacha follows Rabbi Akiva Mechaveiro includes his Rebbe, includes Rabbi Tarfon, and therefore since that's a Dvar Mishnah because it's a teaching of Amoroim that's agreed upon that Rabbi Akiva we paskin like him and that includes his Rebbe, so therefore we have to reverse the decision in accordance with the opinion of Rabbi Akiva against the opinion of Rabbi Tarfon. That's Reish Lakish's position. But Rabbi Yochanan holds that's the second statement. Umar Savar Halacha Afilu Mei Rabo. That's Reish Lakish. But Rabbi Yochanan holds, no, the Halacha follows Rabbi Akiva, the first comment of the Gemara, Mei Chaveiro V'lo Mei Rabo. That never included his Rebbe. So where Rabbi Akiva argues with his Rebbe, i.e. with Rabbi Tarfon, so there we don't necessarily follow Rabbi Akiva. So therefore that Dvar Mishnah rule doesn't apply. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan says, I don't understand why you, Reish Lakish, had to reverse the decision that was in accordance with the opinion of Rabbi Tarfon to follow Rabbi Akiva. We don't follow Rabbi Akiva necessarily over Rabbi Tarfon because Rabbi Tarfon is his Rebbe. And Rabbi Reish Lakish, of course, held, even though he's his Rebbe, we follow Rabbi Akiva even over his Rebbe. That's another possibility of what the basis of the machlokes between Rabbi Shlokesh and Rabbi Yochanan is. Viva Seima, another possibility. Du kuleyama halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechavei rov alo me rabo. Everyone agrees that halacha follows Rabbi Akiva over his friend, his single rabbi, but not over his Rebbe. Oh, if that's true, then I don't get why Reish Lakish reversed the position. If we don't follow If you don't follow the if what you're telling me that Torah b'dvar Mishnah, but this is not a problem because what's the Dvar Mishnah? The ruling that we always follow Rabbi Akiva over his friend. Yeah, but this is not his friend. This is Rebbe, and everyone agrees that we follow Rabbi Akiva only over his friend, but not over his Rebbe. So Reish Lakish never should have reversed the decision. The judges rule like Rabbi Tarfon, and that's fine, and we can rule like Rabbi Tarfon over Rabbi Akiva. V'hacha b'hacha miflegi. So how do we explain Reish Lakish's position? Mar Sava Rabbi Tarfon Rabo Hava, Rabbi Yochanan held Rabbi Tarfon was indeed Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe, and that's why the ruling that like Rabbi Tarfon was perfectly fine, and you don't have to reverse it to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, but Umar Savar Chavero Hava. But Reish Lakish holds that no, that that Rabbi Tarfon was not his Rebbe. He was a, we say that they were not, we don't look at Rabbi Tarfon was not Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe. Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud Chaver of Rabbi Tarfon. And therefore, they have the status of being chaverim. And since they have the status of chaverim, so that's why therefore Reish Lakish says, well, if they're chaverim, and Rabbi Tarfon is not Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe, so then I understand why we should be following the Dvar Mishnah of that we follow Rabbi Akiva over his friend. Rabbi Tarfon is his friend. He's only a Talmud Chaver. He's not Rabbi Akiva is a Talmud Chaver of Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon is not his Rebbe. And therefore we will follow Rabbi Akiva. Since the judges will look Rabbi Tarfon, I have to reverse the decision in accordance with the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. That was another possibility. Viva Sema, another possibility. Everyone agrees that he was Chavero. That is, they're considered colleagues. And if they're considered colleagues, then we should follow Rabbi Akiva over Rabbi Tarfon. If that's true, then I understand why Reish Lakish reversed the decision. Why did Rabbi Yochanan get upset that Reish Lakish reversed the decision? I'll tell you why. Because Mar Savar Halacha Itmar. Rabbi Reish Lakish holds that principle that we held was a Dvar Mishnah that the Amorim agreed upon, that if Halacha follows Rabbi Akiva over his friends, is really the Halacha follows Rabbi Akiva over his friends. Therefore, if anyone ruled against that, we have to rule now in accordance with Rabbi Akiva. That's Reish Lakish's position, and that's why he reversed the rulings of the judges. But Umar Savar Matin Itmar. And Rabbi Yochanan holds that we are inclined, we lean towards Rabbi Akiva over his friend. That's what the principle is. Oh, if that's the case, I'm not going to reverse the decision of the judges just because of a principle that says we should lean in accordance with the opinion of Rabbi Akiva over his friend. So take a look at Rashi. Halacha Itmar, smack in the middle, Halacha Rabbi Akiva Mechavero, and that was Rabbi Reish Lakish's position, so we had to reverse the Halacha, and Rabbi Yochanan's Matin Itmar, Matin HaHora L'chatchila Acha Rabbi Akiva, yeah, L'chatchila, we should incline the ruling, follow Rabbi Akiva's opinion, Umiwi Ovid Ki'idach, but if you already followed the other position, like Rabbi Tarfon, Lo Mahadrin Ruvda, we're not going to change the Maisa. Gemara now tells us the following story. Kreved Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yochanan, Tafus Para Diasme Misimta. Here we had a case where the Lova had died, and the Malva now comes, following Rabbi Tarfon, figuring it's not going to the Yorshim, I have the right to grab Tafus Para, and we say, where's Kodem Zacha? Tafus Para Diasme Misimta. What do you do? From a Simta, remember the Simta was the place, like we explained, that the Simta is where you could seize it and now keep it. But according to Rabbi Akiva, of course, this is not allowed. So the Lova had died, and Tafus Para Diasme Simta. What did he do? The Yesomim had this para, and he came and grabbed it, that which they inherited. It's a cow. And this is something, according to Rabbi Tarfon, he has the right to do. Also, the Kamid Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Lahu, Shapir Tfas Tua. No, they grabbed it properly. No problem at all that they did that. Now, this is an issue, because remember, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's only be the evidence if it was grabbed, it's okay. Lechatchila, it should not be done. And maybe this could be understood, that since they grabbed it already, it was done b'di'evet, and that's when he meant shapir, it's good, meaning it's already done, nothing to do about it. Okay, some discussion about that. But at the end of the day, Rabbi Yochanan says, it's no problem at all, and this is consistent with Rabbi Yochanan, who ruled like Rabbi Tarfon, and felt that it was that this was acceptable. Also, the comment of Shimon ben Lakish, Amalahu, Zilu Ahadar. No, you have to return the cow, because he followed Rabbi Akiva, who says you're not allowed to be toe-faced that. It's not effective at all. Also, the comment of Rabbi Yochanan, so they came back to Rabbi Yochanan and said, oh, Reish Lakish says that we have to return it. Amalahu, what can I do? My asset, Shekinegdi Cholokolai, my, the one who is against me, opposes me, disagrees with me. Nothing I can do with that. Take a look at Rashi, Zilu Ahadar, about two-thirds of the way down, Disfiru like Rabbi Akiva. Even grabbing it after Misa is meaningless. If the person, the Lova, was still alive, that's one thing. But if the Mavada sees it after he already died, no, it goes straight to the Yorshim, and he has no right to do that, and it has to be returned. So they came back to Rabbi Yochanan and says, Reish Lakish says we have to return the cow. So says Rabbi Yochanan, what can I do? Shekin Egdi, says Rashi, Shakul Kamosi, someone who's my equal ruled against me, nothing I can do about it, I'm sorry. How bakara di asme, a bakara, bakar, is someone who watches cattle, a herdsman. So you had this person who was watching the cattle of Yasme, of orphans. Detofsi Torah mine. And let's say you had a case of, once again, there was the father had borrowed money, and now we had the Balchov, Malvu's owed money, and comes and grabs an ox. Balchov Amar Mechaim Tafis Nale. So you know what the Malva says? In order to follow everyone's position, I already grabbed it while the father was still alive, and that's okay. Everyone agrees with that. Even Rabbi Akiva would allow that. Uvakara Amar Lachar Misataf. They know the Bakar, the herdsman who's watching the cattle for the Yosef. Stoma says, no, he came after the father passed away. And according to Rabbi Akiva, he has no right to do that. According to Rabbi Tarfon, b'di'evet, it's okay. But according to Rabbi Akiva, it has to be returned. So also the comment of Rav Nachman, so the case came in front of Rav Nachman. What do we do? Amar Lei. So Rav Nachman said, to the Bakara, to the guy watching the cattle watcher, is Lach Sahadeh Detafse? Do you have witnesses that the Malveh came and grabbed the ox? Amalei Lav? He says, no. Said the herdsman, I don't have. Amalei, well, then there's nothing we could do about it. The Malveh gets to keep it, you know, because he has a Migo. Migo di yachol lemeimar lakua chubiyadi, yachol nami lemeimar mechaim tafis nolei. The same way he could have said, I bought it from the father of the orphans. He has that right, that possession, after all. He's holding on to the animal, he has this chazaka, that it belongs to him. So he could have said, I bought it from him, but he chose to give would have been a better claim, but he chose to give a weaker claim, and because he could have got a better claim, we should believe him for the weaker claim. That's the classic explanation of Migo. So Migo di yachol lemeimar lakuach midirachzad, I bought it from the orphan's father, so yachol nami lemeimar mechaim tafsif delay. He therefore has the right to claim, I still grabbed it when the borrower and the father who borrowed was still alive, and that even Rabbi Akiva agrees, so I have the right to say this. Remember, he came in and claimed, oh, I grabbed this already when the father was still alive, and the herdsman said, no, you didn't after he died. Well, he had no edim that when he came and seized it. And since the Malveh has, the Balchov has this Migo, so we're going to believe him. So the Gemara says, that's not, Migo shouldn't work. Vamarech Lakish, Hagodos, you have this in Bava Basra, Hagodos ein lehen chazaka, then animals, there is no chazaka. The fact that you're holding on to the animal, that's not a proof. It's not classically metalpolin that's in your hand, like money in your wallet, nor is it land where you could say, oh, I've been here for a certain amount of time. Godros, animals, which move around a lot, the fact that you have them in your possession doesn't mean you have chazaka on them. Take a look at Rashi. Says Rashi, Hagodros, Behema Daka, Al Shem Gidros Tzon, from that pasuk Pashas Matos, Gidros Tzon, B'nei Gad, B'nei Reuven say, we'll build a Gidros Tzon for our corrals, for our tzon. So, Enem Chazaka, says Rashi, Eina Machzik Bahem, just because you have a Chazak, you're holding on to them, Yecholom Alekuchim Hem Yadi, you have no claim, there's no Migo here, oh, I bought this, this is I bought, Shema Mitzon, V'chnisan Deveso, Lefi Dark, Shedark, Lahalach Besados. What do you mean? Maybe it's from sheep that what? That was just walking around. You brought them into your house, and because they walk around, so that's no right. Oh, well, I could have said I bought it. There's no raya, there's no chazaka that you have the fact that you have this sheep, the fact that you have this cattle. So the Gemara says, no, shiny Torah. No, an ox is different. The Mesira le roeh. Because it's given to a roeh, to a shepherd, to a herdsman, who's going to guard it. So what does that mean? So this means one of two things. Maybe this case is specifically different. In this particular case, it was given over to a roeh, and that's why, indeed, although Godros animals generally do not have a chazaka, this one does. Or you could say, in general, an ox is different. You could say that it's true that animals are not included in the chazaka, but that's like sheep and goats, the smaller animals. They leave them in the corral. They walk around a lot. But oxen, larger animals, they give it over to the hands of a herdsman, of a bakara. So those have a different status. Indeed, chazaka does apply to them. The Bainus, the Gemara continues, you had a case of the people in the house of the Nasi, and Tufus Amsa de Yasme Misimta. What do? They were owed money, and therefore, what do? They were Yisomim who had this Amsa, which is a maidservant. That's certainly not Karka. And they grabbed it from a simta, so that's a place where they could they have the right to seize it for money that they're owed. So the question is, according to Rabbi Tarfon, maybe Lechatzchil, I shouldn't have done it, but if they did seize it, they're zocheh. According to Rabbi Akiva, it has to be returned to the Yorushim. How do we work here? So Yosef, Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Chanina, Bar Papi, Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha, V'Yosef, Rabbi Abba, Gabai, Rabbi Abba was sitting with them as well. Amar Lahu, so he said, oh, so what happened? The Amar Lahu, we assume that it means, one explanation, that the judges said to the people from the Bein Asiyah, from the Nasi's family, Shapir Taf Sisuha. You did very well. You seized it appropriately. You were able to grab it. So Amar Lahu Rabbi Abba. So Rabbi Abba said to the Dayanim, what do you mean? Mishum Debein Isiyah Ninu Machnif Fisiyulu. So you give me the Chanifus, you're flattering them for because of the Bein Nasi, Vahad Dun Dayanik Rabbi Tarfon. What do you mean? There was a case where they were judges ruled like Rabbi Tarfon and Reish Lakish reversed the halacha. And here you guys are ruling like Rabbi Tarfon that it's okay that it was seized. But Reish Lakish reversed the case, so therefore the same should be here. And therefore the case should have been reversed. You shouldn't be flattering them just because of the Bein Asiyah. They did wrong, and in fact it should be returned.